B'tachon for Life, Shir 997, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Ekev. All of the shiurim for today have been generously sponsored. Lili Nishma, Sara Bas Nachman, whose yard site is today, sponsored by her family. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of thousands and thousands of listeners throughout the globe, and the schus of thousands of lives that have been changed, should Be'ezus Hashem bring her an Ilu Neshama, and she should be Zeiche to a Lichtige Gan Eden. We were explaining yesterday how a young girl, or parents of a young girl, how should they view the Shidduch system. And I just wanted to reiterate something very important. We mentioned yesterday that she shouldn't focus on the older girls, so to speak, but rather on the many girls that did get married before they were older, so to speak. Now, we just wanted to make something very clear. A girl that is older, older than she wants to be, and she's not married yet, there's nothing wrong with her. We're not here to say that she's out of the norm. Chas v'shalom. We just have to understand that every person has their struggle. One person struggles, Rachman son with parnasa, one person with health, one person with shidduchim, one person with children. Everybody has a struggle. And therefore, if you want to properly approach a situation before you have a struggle, there's no reason in the world to assume that you're going to have a struggle. It's not only shidduchim, it's parnasa also. When a person starts working in the field of parnasa, there's no reason to assume that you're going to struggle with parnasa. When a person gets married, there's no reason to assume that you're not going to have children. Not that people that don't have children, there's something wrong with them. Chas v'shalom. But you have to understand that yes, there are areas that you're going to struggle. Everybody struggles. And that's part of your job in this world. But there's no reason to assume when you're beginning a new parsha in life, a new stage in life, there's no reason to assume that you're going to have to struggle. That's how the Yetzirah gets in front of you immediately. By portraying in front of you the people that struggle with parnasa, the people that struggle with health, with shidduchim, with children, whatever it is, he puts it right in front of you, and then he gets you nervous. So it's very important to be able to segregate these two things. A person that's Rachmana Litzlan struggling with health, parnasa, shidduchim, children, whatever it is, there is a mahalach of betachin. We explained it, and Be'ezer Hashem are going to elaborate more on it. But we have to be able to understand that different people have different challenges. And therefore, not every mahalach is going to work for every single person. That's basic. Every person's different. So we're not here to chas v'shalom say that a girl that's older, there's something wrong with her, she's out of the norm. That's not our point at all. It's very normal, and this is her struggle, and Be'ezer Hashem will explain how to approach it. But right now we are explaining to parents or girls themselves, and boys also, we're explaining to people that are starting the Shidduch Parsha. And unfortunately, there is an enormous amount of unnecessary stress that takes place. There's no reason for it, and with the proper perspective, a person will Be'ezer Hashem find their Zivug at the right time. But the first step is to understand the proper approach. And that approach is not to allow the Yetzirah to fool you. Not to allow the Yetzirah to magnify those that are suffering in the area that you're beginning. Just because there are people that are suffering, and they could even be close relatives, that does not influence your outcome. How we deal with them, we daven for them, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will discuss the proper approach for someone that's Rachmana Litzlan struggling with something. But for the person that's beginning it, there's no reason to go that route. Just like there are so many girls that got married, Be'ezer Hashem, you will also get married. Be'karayv, be'itayuv izmanay. We'll Be'ezer Hashem continue.